Fresh and excitement, it was clear that she could, if she wanted, press on to horse. The Taken had expended most of their munitions. Limper and the Biggs were headed back to rearm. The others circled. Horse was Darling's if she was willing to pay the price. She decided it was too dear. Wise choice. My guess is it would have cost her half her force, and wind whales are too rare to give up for a prize so insignificant. She turned back. The lady broke away and let her go, though she could have maintained the attacks almost indefinitely. We touched down. I scrambled over the side even before the lady, and in a calculated, melodramatic gesture, kissed the ground. She laughed. She had had a great time. You let them go.
I made my point.
She'll shift tactics.
Of course she will, but for the moment the hammer is in my hand. By not using it, I've told her something. She'll have thought it over by the time we get there.
I suppose.
You didn't do badly for a novice. Go get drunk or something, and stay out of the Limper's way.
Yeah. What I did was go to the quarters assigned me and try to stop shaking. Chapter 42. Homecoming. The lady and I entered the Plain of Fear 12 days after the aerial skirmish near Horse. We traveled on horseback, on second-grade nags, along the old trade trail the denizens of the plain respect with free passage most of the time. Clad in cast-offs for the trail, the lady was no longer a beauty. No kick-out-of-bed dog, but no eye-catcher. We entered the plain aware that by a pessimistic estimate we had about 3 months before the great tragic river opened the Great Barrow. The menhirs noted our presence immediately. I sensed them out there, observing. I had to point it out. For this venture, the lady had schooled herself to eschew anything but the most direct and raw sensory input. She would train herself to mortal ways during our ride, so she would make no mistake once we reached the hole. The woman has guts. I guess anyone willing to play heads-up power games with the Dominator has to have them. I ignored the lurking menhirs and concentrated on explaining the ways of the plane, revealing the 1,000 little traps that, at the least, might betray the lady. It was what a man would do on bringing a newcomer to the land. It would not seem unusual. 3 days into the plane, we narrowly missed being caught in a change storm. She was awed.
"What was that?"
she asked. I explained the best I could, along with all the speculations. She, of course, had heard it all before, but seeing is believing, as they say. Not long after that, we came on the first of the coral reefs, which meant we were in the deep plain, among the great strangenesses. "What name will you use?" I asked. "I better get used to it."
"I think Ardath," she grinned.
"You have a cruel sense of humor."
"Perhaps."
I do believe she was having fun at pretending to be ordinary, like some great lord's lady slumming. She even took her turns at the cook fire, to my stomach's despair. I wondered what the menhirs made of our relationship. No matter the pretense,